This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he covers the Guardians for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. He's our buddy Paul Hoynes. Hi, Hoynesy.
What's happening, Hoynesy?
How you doing, Jeff? I love it. Yeah, Dan, what's up?
We're good.
All right, how many layers of sunscreen you got on?
I hope a lot.
I'm in the shade right now.
Good man. Yeah, we're talking.
I don't want to make you guys angry.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Hey, we were just talking about Bo Naylor. You comfortable that they're okay at catcher with Bo and Austin Hedges and whatever might be in the pipeline for the next year or two? Can Bo make that next step this year and eliminate all those doubts?
Yeah, I think he's obviously going to get a chance, Jeff. You know, I think, as unfortunate as, David Fry's elbow injury is, you know, it really, you know, kind of clears even more playing time for Naylor. And, defensively, I thought he played well last year. Offensively, he did not. So, it's a challenge in front of him. And, but I think, I think he's capable of doing that.
All right, Hoynes, we also know this is best shape of your life season. Who's in the best shape of their life?
Carlos Santana is in the best shape of his life.
There you go.
He's got his own chef. He looks good. He's swinging the bat well, and but he definitely is in the best shape of his life.
What's it like having him back? Has anything changed since he was last there?
No, I mean, he's the same guy. It looks like he never missed a beat. I talked to him today. He told me, I asked him if he was excited about being back, and he goes, "I love Cleveland, I love Cleveland, I love Cleveland, 100%.
What are they expecting out of him? He turns 39 in April. Are they expecting him to come in and hit 30 and drive in 100? Are they expecting him to hold down first base while Manzardo works in there? The whole first base thought is still curious to me.
Yeah, I think, Jeff, I think they want him to play. He'll be the regular first baseman. I think, obviously, Manzardo's going to get more playing time at first than he did last year. I certainly hope he does. And, they'll fit John Kenzie Noel in there maybe as well. But Santana's going to be the primary first baseman. And he will, I don't think they're looking for him to replace Naylor's numbers, 31 and 108. I don't think that's realistic. Like you said, he's going to play the season at 39. But I think, if he's consistent, if you look at his numbers, I mean, this is really a really, really consistent ball player. If he hits, 20 to 25 home runs and drives in, 75 to 85 runs. I mean, that's Carlos Santana.
All right, Hoynesy. So let's look at the staff as well. Tristan McKenzie's getting a little bit of buzz. Have you seen him throw yet? And if so, what is he looking like?
I have not seen McKenzie throw. We saw, Bieber and Trevor Stephan threw bullpens today. I saw Luis Ortiz throw yesterday. some of the relievers throw, but I haven't seen Tristan. But you know, just today, manager Stephen Vogt named him as a starting pitcher for Saturday's Cactus League opener. So that has to tell you they're impressed. You know, in the shape that Tristan has come to camp in.
Lindsay, do you think he's viable? Do you think they're looking at him and thinking, gosh, we want this guy to be in the rotation? Or are they thinking, you got to prove it, you got to earn it, and it's wide open?
Yeah, I think they really want him to be in the rotation, okay. Jeff. I think he's one of the guys they need. Him and Gavin Williams, they need those two guys to step up and, you know, kind of fill out that rotation. Both those guys have been bothered by, you know, Williams had the elbow injury last year. 2 years ago, Tristan had the UCL in his right elbow, and really, I don't think he ever really recovered from that. From all reports, he looks stronger this year. He had a great winter, and he's going to get a chance, I think, to win a job in that rotation.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul Hoynes, Cleveland.com, and a playing dealer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, you said you saw Luis Ortiz throw. I am fascinated by this dude.
Here we go. Hoynesy.
I loved watching him when he was in Pittsburgh. I was never 100% sure he knew where he was throwing it, but everything that dude threw moved. What was it like watching him? Were you excited?
Yeah, and you know, he was facing DeLauder, which was kind of a really interesting matchup. And he looked a little wild to me. You know, he's kind of all over the place, but he's been here. I think he spent the whole winter here. It sounds like. He's a big dude. I didn't realize how big he is. He's like a guard or something, man. He's a big dude. He throws hard, but I think it's going to be. I'm anxious to see more of him.
Lindsay, the bullpen drove this team last year. There's no question, and I found it interesting that guys who were kind of key guys last year aren't here anymore. Nick Sandlin was. Before his injury was, he was the comfort blanket for Stephen Vogt. Scott Barlow was good for a while. They got rid of him last year. They traded Eli Morgan. He's gone. Avila was terrific. And now they're going to have to replace some of these guys, some with guys who were already up here last year. Are you comfortable with the idea that they can do that and that the bullpen can come close to being what it was last year? I'm not even going to say it needs to be as good as it was last year. Can it come close?
Yeah, I think it can, Jeff, as long as those four guys, Class A, Heron, Gattis, and Smith, can bounce back after, pitching more. All of them made more than 80 appearances last year, counting the postseason. And I don't think I've ever seen that before. So, that's why these guys are, I think they're easing them into spring training this year. They're being really, really careful with them. But I believe that's why they brought in Paul Sewald and Jacob Junis, guys kind of veteran guys that can take the place of Sandlin and Eli Morgan and Pedro Avila. So they've really kind of strengthened. They've gone they've taken a team strength and I believe made it stronger. But the key is, can those four guys bounce back?
All right, Hoynes, it's February 21st. We got a lot of spring training to go ahead of us. But the question that we've been kicking around on this show is, who is going to play second base for the Guards this season, or at least start off at second base as they keep the seat warm for Travis Bazzana?
We've turned it into a shtick, Hoynesy. So, you know, just we figure what the heck.
We must pass the shtick along to you. So right now, who is in the lead to start at second base in your mind?
You know, I've said from the get-go, it's been Juan Brito. I think, you look at his numbers from AAA Columbus last year. I mean, he had 40 doubles, over 20 home runs, 80-plus RBIs. He walked 88 times. But, we haven't seen him do it at the big league level, and we don't know what kind of defender he is.
You know, I hate to feel this way. When you hear the name Gabe Arias in that situation, I think everybody thinks, all right, we've seen plenty of Gabe. Can we please have Juan Brito? Do you think Arias has a real shot at this thing?
I think, it depends. I mean, if they don't think Brito's ready, Arias is probably the guy. You know, we know he can play defense. He's got a great arm. You just don't know if he's going to hit. He's had, some chances up here. And, he really doesn't have great plate discipline. He takes a couple swings and you think he's found it and then he kind of regresses. But they could start the season with Arias at second, have Brito go back down and get hot at AAA and bring him back up then. But I'm not sure. But, if it was me, I think I'd go with Brito right out of the gate. They did it with, Stephen Kwan in left field. Mm-hmm. They didn't play any service time games with him. So, and I think they're in that position.
Paul, thanks, buddy. Put on a hat and get back out in the sun.
Okay, we'll see
you, man. Thank you, Hoynesy. Thank you. Now go to Saddle Mountain and eat some nachos for me.
Okay, we'll see you, boys.
Paul Hoynesy joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.